This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 483 for Monday, July 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures commodity contracts are higher on Monday morning, getting support from Chicago soy oil. The November canola contract is up $2.90 at $486.40 per ton. The January contract is also up $2.90 at $493.70 per ton. There is also support from Malaysian palm oil, but European rapeseed is slightly lower. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its updated supply and demand estimates late Friday afternoon. Canola ending stocks for 2019-20 are down by 100,000 tons to now 2.5 million. The canola ending stocks for 2020-21 are up by 50,000 tons to 2.35 million. Ag Canada maintains its wheat carryover for 2019-20 at 5.9 million tons. The department raises the 2020-21 wheat carryover by 400,000 tons to now 6.4 million. The Canadian dollar is relatively firm this morning at 73.70 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is for the new marketing year. The USDA issues its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Ahead of the report, Futures International projects U.S. soybean conditions to remain at 68% good to excellent and for corn to slip 1 point to 68%. Spring wheat is forecast to rise by 2 points to 70% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest is estimated to be 77% complete, up 9 points from the previous week. Also, Futures International projects USDA export inspections for wheat to range from 500,000 to 700,000 tons, and with corn from 850,000 to 1.1 million tons. Soybeans are expected to be 375,000 to 575,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday morning. The August soybean contract is up 4 cents at $9.02 per bushel. August soy oil is up by about 3 tenths of a cent at 30.23 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up a dime at 286.60 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower Monday morning, with the September contract down 6 cents at 327 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the September contract down 2 at 278 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower Monday morning. Chicago September is down 12.5 at 522. Kansas City September is down 12 at 437. And Minneapolis September is down 6 at 507. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.